Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Back to school, day one. We're reading Ephesians 4 and verse 17 through 19 says, "So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed." It is that time of the year where I live when the kids are all going back to school. Some are going into new grades, some are going to new schools, some have changed addresses and are going to new schools in new cities or towns. Oh, and don't forget those who are going off to college. Pray for them. Then there are those newbies. For them, it is not back to school, but going to school for the first time. So you know the situation. Typically, the parents spent the last couple of weeks getting school supplies, uniforms or new clothes, doing the necessary paperwork. And of course, there are those tough talks when some parents have recovered from the horrible end of year report cards that came home. And back then, they wanted to kill you for the low grades. Now, after the summer break, they're giving the pep talk every day, 10 times a day. But you get the basic idea, right? Let us go back to school. Me and you. Life school, that is. In the outside world, every school has requirements. That's the same with this school you and I are enrolled in. The basic qualification is that you are a child of God. I'm not interested in which church you attend. All we need to agree on is that you are a certified child of God. Around here, we don't care for how long. In this school, everyone starts at the same level. On this your first day, in this our first class, let us jump right into the subject matter. School is about transformation through education. So what are we looking at on the first day? We are starting with your true identity. If you intend to survive in the real world as a child of God, it is important that you know and accept your true identity. Let us go back to a time when you were not a child of God. Back then, you were considered a Gentile. In ancient Hebrew culture, a Gentile was usually someone from a specific nation, usually a heathen nation. Over time, a Gentile became considered as a non-Jewish person, someone who is not a member of God's people and not entitled to certain blessings. It was derogatory by nature. In the New Testament, a Gentile is considered mostly by Jewish converts, that vast group of persons who are not believers. So you were once a Gentile, and you were that person who naturally did things that God did not approve of. You were born a Gentile. You lived like a Gentile, unholy, ungodly, and all those ugly names. Your behavior was driven by your Gentile thinking, that kind of thinking that told you that whatever you do, you should gain pleasure, albeit temporary pleasure. So think of some of the things that you used to go after, things that you enjoyed before you became a child of God. Those choices were based on your desires, your way of thinking. You did not get up and decide, today I'm going to be a Gentile. No, you were born a Gentile. And as a Gentile, you did Gentile stuff, ungodly stuff. That was then. This is now, and that kind of thinking is behind you. You no longer identify as a Gentile. Rather, you identify as a child of God. Say that, I am a child of God. The distinction is not something for you to be arrogant about. Rather, your new identity brings you into a new and better camp. But don't forget that you were not born this way. Always remember this statement. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Your new status is not inherited. It is not based on nationality, social and economic background, race, gender, age, nothing of the sort. It is a God thing. He loved you so much that he created a way for you to be translated from being a Gentile, heading for an eternity without Christ, to becoming a child of God, and you are now promised an eternity with Christ. Always remember that it was not because you were a good person, but because God showed you grace. Throw your hands in the air and say, "Thank you, Lord, that I am a child of God." Most Gentiles, if not all, make a huge mistake. They hardly get up and say, "I want to become a child of God." No, that's because they think their way of life is better, and they stifle their consciences and consider those others, those of you who are children of God, as people living a boring life. They can't do this, they can't go here, they can't... You finish the sentence. Instead, a good Gentile, if you can use that label, is one who has no desire to change their lives. They simply live to enjoy what you know as sinful pleasure, including sensuality, all kinds of impurity, and a whole lifestyle of greed. Or put it another way, Gentiles were managed by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, which all comes from the world. So who are you now? You are a child of God. You are redeemed. You are part of an elite group of people described as a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. You have come a far way, baby. But now you're alive and you have a promise that you will go to live with Jesus forever. Do you now see why you are in school today? We have to learn this new life as we turn our backs on the Gentile lifestyle and we embrace this new life in Christ. Man, do we have so much to learn. It is going to be fun learning to be a child of God.